Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Oh, Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya, Jaya Nityananda, Jaya Dvaita Chandra, Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai, Shri Jagannath Rath Yatra ki jai. Okay, so we're finished with the cleansing of Gunjika Temple. And now we're going to read about the Lord's dancing at Rath Yatra. I thought Omkar was going to write the verse numbers, so I'll have to find him here. Yeah, it just says, well, it says chapter 12. Yeah, yeah. Okay, we begin with that, that's right. And then there's another section we're reading after that, right? Next chapter. Okay. Okay, so I'm beginning with 153. In the garden, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down with the other devotees. 153. Chapter 12, 153. Okay. I had it written down at home, but I didn't bring it. I thought... Okay, I think we start right from the beginning of chapter 13. May the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, who danced in front of the car of Sri Jagannath, be all glorified. Okay. By seeing his dancing, not only was the whole universe held in wonder, but Lord Jagannath himself became very much astonished. All glories to Sri Krishna Chaitanya and Prabhu Nityananda. All glories to Advaita Chandra. And all glories to the devotees of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. All glories to the listeners of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Please hear the description of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at the Rath Yatra festival. His dancing is very enchanting. Please hear of it with great attention. And the result of hearing it with great attention is that when we're out at Rath Yatra performing Sankirtan, we can be... Our mind can be flooded with the memories of the of how the associates of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Lord Chaitanya dance ecstatically in front of Lord Jagannath. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates got up in the dark and attentively took their early morning baths. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his personal associates then went to see the ceremony of Pandu Vijaya. During this ceremony, Lord Jagannath leaves his throne and gets up onto the car. King Prataparudra in person, as well as his entourage, allowed the Pandu Vijaya ceremony to be seen by all the associates of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his prominent devotees, Advaita Acharya, Nityananda Prabhu and others, were very happy to observe how Lord Jagannath began the Rath Yatra. The very strongly built daitas, or carriers, of Jagannath deity were as powerful as, who knows how powerful they were, as drunken elephants. They manually carried Lord Jagannath from the throne to the car. While carrying the deity of Lord Jagannath, some of the daitas took hold of the shoulders of the Lord and some caught his lotus feet. Are there any devotees here who've been to Rath Yatra in Puri? I've actually seen the size of the deities. Are quite a little bit bigger than our deities, aren't they? How much bigger would you say? So some of the daitas caught hold of the shoulders of the Lord and some caught hold of his lotus feet. The Lord Jagannath Deity was bound at the waist by a strong, thick rope made of silk. From two sides, the daitas caught hold of this rope and raised the deity. Wow. Strong, puffed-up cotton pads called tulis were spread out from the throne to the car, and the heavy deity of Lord Jagannath was carried from one pillow-like pad to the next by the deitas. So you can just imagine, I don't know, it doesn't say how many were there on each side with ropes around Lord Jagannath's waist, and lifting him up, putting him on the next series of pads up to the throne. While the daitas carried the heavy Jagannath deity from one pad to the next, some of the pads broke, and the cotton contents floated into the air. When they broke, they made a heavy cracking sound. Lord Jagannath is the maintainer of the whole universe. Who can carry him from one place to another? However, the Lord moves by his personal will, just to perform his pastimes. While the Lord was transported from the throne to the car, tumultuous sounds were made on various musical instruments. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was chanting, "Mani Ma, Mani Ma," but he could not be heard. Purport: the word Mani Ma is used to address a respectable person in Orissa. Lord Jagannath was being respectfully addressed by Sri Chaitanya in this way. Excuse me. When the Lord was being carried from the throne to the car, King Prataparudra personally engaged in the Lord's service by cleansing the road with a broom that had a golden handle. The king sprinkled the road with sandalwood-scented water. Although he was the owner of the royal throne, he engaged in menial service for the sake of Lord Jagannath. Although the king was the most exalted, respectable person, still he accepted menial service for the Lord. He therefore became a suitable candidate for receiving the Lord's mercy. Upon seeing the king engaged in such menial service, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy. Simply by rendering this service, the king received the mercy of the Lord. Purport: unless one receives the mercy of the Lord, he cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or engage in his devotional service. Atapite devat parambuja dvaya prashara lesan nugrihit evahi janatitat vam bhagavan mahimno nachanya eko picharam vichinvan. From the Bhagavatam 10:14-29. Only a devotee who has received a small fraction of the mercy of the Lord can understand him. Others may engage in theoretical speculation to understand the Lord, but they cannot know anything about him. Although Maharaj Prataparudra was very eager to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord refused to see him. However, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw the king engaged in menial service for Lord Jagannath, he became very happy. Thus, the king became eligible to receive Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy. If a devotee accepts Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the universal guru and Lord Jagannath as the supreme personality of Godhead Krishna, he is benefited by the combined mercy of Krishna and Guru. That is stated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in his instructions to Rupa Goswami. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jiva Guru Krishna Prashare Paya Bhakti Latta Bija. The seed of devotional service fructifies and becomes the transcendental creeper. Finally, it reaches the lotus feet of the Lord in the spiritual sky. This seed is obtained by the mercy of the Lord and the Guru. By the Lord's mercy, one gets the association of a bona fide Guru. And by the mercy of the Guru, one gets a chance to render devotional service. Devotional service, the science of bhakti yoga, carries one from the material world to the spiritual world. So just a quick note, this is a very, very important principle and shows how King Pratarudra, who was considered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, sannyasi in the renounced order of life, to be a worldly person associating with wealth and women. And so even though he was a great devotee of the Lord refused to see him. But when he engaged in the menial service of sweeping the road for Lord Jagannath, immediately Lord Chaitanya's mind became attracted and became pleased by that. And so it just shows this principle of pleasing superior Vaishnavas is the cornerstone principle of our whole philosophy of Krishna consciousness. In fact, there's no other particular point in Krishna consciousness in terms of the benefit one can get from receiving the mercy and the favorable glance from a pure devotee. And there's no amount of trouble that one cannot call upon oneself if one happens to do the opposite and somehow displease the pure devotee of the Lord. So this is very instructive. And in fact, the mercy of the Lord and of the pure devotee is such that he becomes so inclined towards someone who renders service that it's almost like, because he's full, the embodiment of so much mercy and so much compassion, and therefore it's almost like he can't even hold it back. It's in the story of Narottam Das Thakur, when he was instructed to take initiation from Lokanath Goswami. And he tried on numerous occasions, approached him, begging to become his disciple. And Lokanath Goswami refused. But Narottam Das Thakur was very determined. And so he decided that he would hide out and that the place where Lokanath would do his ablutions, Narottam Das hid there in the woods. And when he would leave, he would very carefully clean the whole area. And so eventually Lokanath Goswami saw that someone was cleaning the commode where he was staying. And he was like, who's doing this? So he hid in the bushes one time and he saw Narottam come up and clean it and understood that you know, he's rendering this service. And, you know, eventually he gave him then, agreed to give him initiation when he saw that menial service being done by him. So very, very instructive here. Everyone was astonished to see the decorations of the Rath car. The car appeared to be newly made of gold, and it was as high as Mount Sumeru. The decoration included bright mirrors and hundreds of chamars, white whisks made of yak tails. On top of the car were a neat and clean canopy and a very beautiful flag. The car decorators can remember these wonderful descriptions while we're engaged in decorating the carts. The car was also decorated with silken cloth and various pictures. Many brass bells, gongs, and ankle bells rang. For the pastimes of the Rath Yatra ceremony, Lord Jagannath got aboard one car, and his sister Subhadra and elder brother Balaram got aboard two other cars. For 15 days, the Lord had remained in a secluded place with the Supreme Goddess of Fortune and had performed his pastimes with her. Having taken permission from the Goddess of Fortune, the Lord came out to ride on the Rath car and perform his pastimes for the pleasure of the devotees. In purport, in this connection, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments that as an ideal husband, Lord Jagannath remained for 15 days in a secluded place with his wife, the Supreme Goddess of Fortune. Nonetheless, the Lord wanted to come out of seclusion to give happiness to his devotees. The Lord enjoys himself in two ways, known as Svakya and Parakya. We won't go into that. The fine white sand spread all over the path resembled the bank of the Jamuna, and the small gardens on both sides looked just like those of Vrindavan. As Lord Jagannath rode in his car and saw the beauty on both sides, his mind was filled with pleasure. The pullers of the car were known as Gaudas, and they pulled with great pleasure. However, the car sometimes went very fast and sometimes very slow. Sometimes the car would stand still and not move, even though it was pulled very vigorously. The chariot therefore moved by the will of the Lord and not by the strength of any ordinary person. As the car stood still, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gathered all his devotees and with his own hand decorated them with flower garlands and sandalwood pulp. Whew. Can you imagine being garlanded and put sandalwood pulp on by the Lord himself? Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati were both personally given garlands and sandalwood pulp from the very hands of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This increased their transcendental pleasure. Similarly, when Advaita Acharya Nityananda Prabhu felt the touch of the transcendental hand of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they were both very pleased. The Lord also gave garlands and sandalwood pulp to the performers of Sankirtan. The chief two performers were Swarup Damodar and Srivas Thakur. There were altogether four parties of Kirtan performers, comprising of 24 chanters. In each party, there were also two Mridanga players, making an additional 8 persons. When the four parties were formed, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after some consideration, divided the chanters. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ordered Nityananda Prabhu, Advaita Acharya, Haridas Thakur, and Vrakeshwara Pandit to dance in each of the four respective parties. Swarup Damodar was chosen as the leader of the first party and was given 5 assistants to respond to his chanting. The 5 who responded to the singing of Swarup Damodar were Damodar Pandit, Narayana Govindadat, Raghava Pandit, and Sri Govindananda. Advaita Acharya Prabhu was ordered to dance in the first group. The Lord then formed another group with Srivas Thakur as the chief man. The 5 singers who responded to the singing of Srivas Thakur were Gangadas, Haridas, Sriman, Shubhananda, and Sri Ram Pandit. Sri Nityananda Prabhu was appointed as a dancer. We should understand as we're reading these descriptions, although it's simply talking about how things were organized and the names of the devotees, these personal associates of Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are so incredibly powerful that simply we should remember that simply by remembering their name or hearing their name, immediately one can obtain their limitless blessings. Another group was formed consisting of Vasudev, Gopinath, and Murari. All these were responsive singers, and Mukunda was the chief singer. Another 2 persons, Srikanta and Vallabhasena, joined as responsive singers. In this group, Haridas Thakur, the senior, was the dancer. We can only imagine what the dancing of Haridas Thakur might have looked like. The Lord formed another group, appointing Govinda Ghosh as leader. In this group, the younger Haridas, Vishnudas, and Raghava were the responding singers. The 2 brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasudev Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. Rakeshwar Pandit was the dancer. And again, to refer to how incredibly powerful these associates of Lord Chaitanya are, we're reminded of the past time when Sri Advaita was calling out to Lord Chaitanya to descend in this world. And Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that he was actually powerful enough to execute the mission of the Lord. But it was, you know, all arranged for the Supreme Original Personality of Godhead to descend as Lord Chaitanya. Two brothers named Madhava Ghosh and Vasudeva Ghosh also joined this group as responsive singers. Rakeshwar Pandit was a dancer. There was a Sankirtan party from the village known as Kulina Gram, and Ramananda and Satyaraj were appointed the dancers in this group. There was another party that came from Shantipur and was formed by Advaita Acharya. Achyutananda was a dancer, and the rest of the men were singers. Another party was formed by the people of Kanda. These people were singing in a different place. In that group, Narahari Prabhu and Raghunandana were dancing. Four parties chanted and danced in front of Lord Jagannath, and on sides were two other parties. Another was at the rear. There were altogether seven parties of Sankirtan, and in each party, two men were beating drums. Thus, 14 drums were being played at once. The sound was tumultuous, and all the devotees became mad. All the Vaishnavas came together like an assembly of clouds. As the devotees chanted the holy names, tears fell in great ecstasy, like rainfall from their eyes. When the Sankirtan resounded, it filled the three worlds. Indeed, no one could hear mundane sounds or musical instruments other than the Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya wandered through all seven groups, chanting the holy name, Hare, Hare! Raising his arms, he shouted, All glories to Lord Jagannath! Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then exhibited another mystic power by performing pastimes simultaneously in all seven groups. Everyone said, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is present in my group. Indeed, he does not go anywhere else. He is bestowing his mercy upon us. This is a wonderful principle that's also talked about in the Rasa Leela dance, how the gopis were experiencing that Krishna was dancing only with them, even though he was dancing with all the other gopis. This is part of Krishna's inconceivable energy. And we can also take great encouragement in this also, in that our relationship with the Lord is completely individual. And as we make advancement in Krishna consciousness, we can experience our individual relationship with the Lord. And although we come together and associate with devotees and do our service with the devotees, and so we are dependent in so many ways on the association of the devotees. Gradually, by this process of Krishna consciousness, we also are uncovering our original relationship with Krishna. And in this regard, it's mentioned that there's different types of disciples of the spiritual master. But one becomes so empowered when he becomes advanced in devotional service that he doesn't even have to ask the spiritual master what he wants, although he may ask according to formality, but he knows in his heart, due to the his level of firm level of devotional service, he knows what the spiritual master wants from him without even asking. Actually, no one could see the inconceivable potency of the Lord. Only the most confidential devotees, those in pure, unalloyed devotional service, could understand. Lord Jagannath was very pleased by the Sankirtan, and he brought his car to a standstill just to see the performance. King Prataparudra was also astonished to see the Sankirtan. He became inactive and was converted to ecstatic love of Krishna. It's inconceivable. Who could conceive of the dancing of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, dancing within each of the seven kirtan parties, and the incredible overflow of ecstasy and all the devotees, you know, dancing and playing instruments, kirtan and stuff. We should endeavor to bring our sankirtan, although we can never imitate, but to bring our sankirtan to that level, to, you know, level where it would be so pleasing to the Lord that the Lord would choose to manifest within the kirtan party. When the king informed Kashi Mishra of the glories of the Lord, Kashi Mishra replied, "O king, your fortune has no limit." The king and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya were both aware of the Lord's activities, but no one else could see the tricks of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Only a person who has received the mercy of the Lord can understand. Without the Lord's mercy, even the demigods headed by Lord Brahma cannot understand. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very satisfied to see the king accept the menial task of sweeping the street, and for this humility, the king received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. King Prataprudra Ki Jai! He could therefore observe the mystery of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's activities. Purport. The mystery of the Lord's activities is described by Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur. Lord Jagannath was astonished to see the transcendental dancing and chanting of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he stopped his car just to see the dancing. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then danced in such a mystical way that he pleased Lord Jagannath. The seer and the dancer were one and the same supreme person. But the Lord, being one and many at the same time, was exhibiting the variegatedness of his pastimes. This is the meaning behind his mysterious exhibition. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand how both of them were enjoying each other's activities. Another mysterious exhibition was Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's simultaneous presence in all seven groups. By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the king could understand that also. So we should endeavor to please our spiritual master and please the Supreme Personality of Godhead in the same way, so we may be able to enter into some of the mystery of the Lord's pastimes. Although the king was refused an interview, he was indirectly bestowed causeless mercy. Who can understand the internal potency of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? And that's why it's explained that no matter what position one's in devotional service, we should just keep going on and understand whatever apparent reversals are there are actually that Krishna must have a hand in it if we are actually, you know, surrendered souls intent on making spiritual advancement. And so we simply have to be patient, and eventually the Lord will be pleased, may be pleased with us and bestow His causeless mercy on us, just like He bestowed His causeless mercy on King Prataprudra. When the two great personalities, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Kashi Mishra, saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's causeless mercy upon the king, they were astonished. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed his pastimes for some time in this way. He personally sang and induced his personal associates to dance. According to his need, the Lord sometimes exhibited one form and sometimes many. This was being executed by his internal potency. Indeed, the personality of Godhead forgot himself in the course of his transcendental pastimes, but his internal potency, Lila Shakti, knowing the intentions of the Lord, made all the arrangements. Purport. Parasha Shaktir Vividhaiva Shruyate Shabhaviki Jnana Balakriyacha. As stated in the Upanishads, the Supreme Lord has multipotencies, which act so perfectly that all consciousness, strength, and activity are being directed solely by His will. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exhibited His mystic power in presenting Himself simultaneously in every Sankirtan group. Most people thought that He was one, but some saw that He was many. the internal devotees could understand that the Lord, although one, was exhibiting himself in many of the different Sankirtan groups. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced, he forgot himself and was simply absorbed in ecstatic bliss. However, his internal potency arranged everything perfectly. Just as Lord Sri Krishna formally performed the Rasalila dance and other pastimes at Vrindavan, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu performed uncommon pastimes moment after moment. Okay, so we're going up. Can we go to the next section now, Omkar Prabhu? Okay, so I'll just finish this, some of these nectar voice verses at the end here. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's dancing before the Rath Yatra car could be perceived only by pure devotees. Others could not understand. Descriptions of Lord Krishna's uncommon dancing can be found in the revealed scripture, Srimad Bhagavatam. Lord Sri Krishna expanded himself into many forms while engaged in the Rasalila dance. And he also expanded himself when he married 16,000 wives in Dwarka. The same process was adopted by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he expanded himself into seven forms to dance in each and every group of the Sankirtan party. These expansions were appreciated by pure devotees, including King Prataparudra. Although for reasons of external formality, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu refused to see King Prataparudra because he was a king, King Prataparudra became one of the Lord's most confidential devotees by the Lord's special mercy upon him. The king could see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simultaneously present in all seven groups. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, one cannot see the expansions of the transcendental forms of the Lord unless one is a pure devotee of the Lord. I'll repeat that last sentence. As confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, one cannot see the expansions of the transcendental forms of the Lord unless one is a pure devotee of the Lord. Just like every day we come to greeting the deities and the Supreme Personality of Godhead is standing in front of us. But how many of us actually realize and start to feel emotionally that the Supreme Personality of God is standing in front of us? Of course, we all feel it on one level or another. But in the more advanced levels of devotional service, then we will start experiencing ecstatic symptoms upon realization of that. So I think following Omkar Prabhu's instruction, we'll stop here. Jai, the Lord's dancing at Rath Yatra Ki Jai. Lord Jagannath Swami Ki Jai. So if anyone has any comments, anything to add, any questions, or any scholars that maybe can answer them? Yes, Prabhu? So just to give us an idea, how big is Lord Jagannath? How much bigger is he than like one person?
They were speaking about this, about how the Lord is going back and forth. And they said they're not moving him back and forth. Lord Jagannath is moving himself back and forth. Wow. They're not moving him. They're just like trying to carry him over there. He's moving himself back and forth like that.
And how many dayitas are on each rope at his waist on either side. Do you have any idea? It's hard to even see. Wow. And what's the hit? How many years has this been going on like this? Who knows?
Thousands
of years. And King Prataparudra, do we know who he is? He's King Indradumna, who originally established the original worship of Lord Jagannath, right?
Speaking of Jagannath Prasadam, the ropes that are used for Jagannath, they're made of silk. I have a real nice long piece if somebody wants to see sometime.
Prabhu, did you have something?
I need a mic, okay. Thank you. Prabhu, you mentioned several times the sweeping in front of the Jagannath cart. What is the purpose or the meaning of that? Is it actually to clean the street, or is it a more of a symbolic, a sign of humility for the Lord? What is the?
Yeah, it is that sign of humility. I mean, the king, who is in the highest position socially, taking the lowest position of sweeping the street in front of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, is very appropriate and, of course, very instructive for all the subjects and everyone else like that. So it's primarily symbolic.
Thank you.
Cleaning should never be thought of as symbolic, though. I mean, it's an actual activity. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's symbolic. It's symbolic for the king, because generally speaking, he doesn't, engage like that.
For us,
of course,
in our position. The act of cleaning it's a very important devotional service. It shouldn't be done on any symbolic level.
Yes, and we know that. Of course, we've just been reading the Gundicha temple cleaning, and Lord Chaitanya himself, not only himself, he would use his own cloth to clean himself. So we can understand, yes, how very important and instructive it is. Thank you for that, Mandaji.
Thank you.
Mexico City, that he was taking that service very enthusiastic, and nobody else will do it, but he was dressed up as a King Prataparudra, and every Rathayatra that we will go will see him. So devotees were getting used to see him all the time, year after year, for I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 years. And suddenly one day we went there and we didn't see this devotee anymore, and then we asked what happened. And that the devotee actually left his body. But, you could see that any one of us who is attached to one particular service, it can be pujari room, book distribution, temple president, whatever you're doing, or preparing prasadam for the Lord. And suddenly when you don't see that devotee anymore, your heart is there. It's like whatever happens. But obviously, Lord Jagannath is taking notice of all this. So I just wanted to mention that, because that devotee was very special. Everybody loved him for that service.
Very nice. Haribu. Thank you very much. Yes, Ganesh Prabhu.
Yeah, these pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, Harinam Sankirtan, are eternal and ongoing. As devotees that are fortunate enough to be going on in the Harinam, they see this, We go out and it's like this magic is going on, and it's an amazing, amazing thing. You really feel like you've come in contact with Lord Chaitanya to the extent that your heart is so clean after associating with Lord Chaitanya's Leela in this Harinam. So one gets much benefit of reading these glorious pastimes, but these pastimes are continually being written every day when the devotees go on Harinam. So I'm inviting the devotees, we're doing that on the pastimes day at Venice Beach between 5 and 7. 4:30, they can meet in front of the temple, and we can go down to Venice Beach and do Harinam Sankirtan and associate with Lord Chaitanya. So please come. Hare Krishna. Are we coming?
Yes.
Jai. Yes. Hare Bol.
Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sankirtan Yajna Ki Jai. Anybody else? Jai. All glories to Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita. All glories to Lord Jagannath Rathyatra. All glories to the dancing of Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his devotees.